This is LancerRadio.org streaming live from the Pasadena City College campus, and this is Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon, talking today with Renee Shaw, co-organizer of TEDxPCC, PCC's first ever TED Talks, happening on November 23rd, Arcadia Performing Arts Center. A few tickets still left at student discounts, but those are going quickly. Renee, how do people get tickets?
You can go on to TEDxPCC.com, and on our homepage, there's a link to buy tickets.
TEDxPCC.com. Now, you had started to tell me about Eric Delavar, and we ran out of time. Tell me quickly. He's one of the speakers. What's he do?
So he's a former writer for Law & Order, and how his story goes is he went into a producer's party, and he saw a paperweight, and he starts throwing it in his hand, and he murmurs out loud how it could really kill somebody. Everybody freaks out, and he's like, no, I kill people for a living. Everybody freaks out more. And then he's like, no, I'm a writer for Law & Order. Deep breath, right? But he had an epiphany at that moment where he thought to himself, what am I doing with my life? Where the very first thing I think about is, wow, this is such a great way to kill somebody. So he's now a children's motivational speaker and book author. And so he wrote the children's adventure book, Saltwater Taffy. And right now it's one of the bestsellers on Amazon.
He's right? Going to be incredible to listen to.
Oh, definitely.
I wonder how he relates motivational speaking for children into motivational speaking for us big kids.
Well, the reason why he focused with children is because they have a larger impact or life left, you know, because when you're about 20 or so, it's more common to get a lot more prep or motivational talks. But at that young age, they're not told, like, you can cure cancer. And so he was focusing on the kids because he wants people at the young age to be able to really be catered and to have a whole lifetime. But it's basically the same content, but more laughing and games.
What a good idea, too, because unfortunately, a lot of kids are told, no, you can't, where what we need to do is say, yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
You can't go outside, can't cross the street, don't talk to strangers.
Truly. And no, that would be too dangerous, you'll get hurt, stuff of that nature.
Yeah, but instead, you know, to really focus on with kids is teaching them how to do it, you know, how to cross the street or how to talk to strangers or how to not be dangerous. And so, yeah, giving the talks at such a young age so that they will, you know, solve all the world's problems, hopefully.
They're the next generation to do that.
Yeah.
What has been one of the experiences in the past few weeks getting ready for TEDxPCC that you feel has been most challenging for you, and what's been one of the best?
So what's been most challenging and what's been one of the best? For most challenging, it's making sure that everything is falling into place and that you're not missing a thing. And then it's also just knowing, like, okay, so we might have we might need a press release done right away, or we might need to send out emails and be like, I'm tired or I have class. And so, but to, you know, just to find a way to do it anyway, you know, to find a way to either find someone, either a contact or a friend who can do a good job, or to do it myself, or, you know, one of our team members, or to just realize, like, it's not worth it and just let it drop. So that's kind of been the hardest, is, like, there's so much, it's such a big event, and making sure that everything happens and happens to the quality that it deserves. So.
And what's been the best part?
The best part, I think, is getting feedback of how excited people are. Like I mentioned earlier, getting a text at 11:30 last night was like, oh, we just got 2,000 followers on Facebook today. What? Okay.
That's great.
You know, in one day, it wasn't over a course of time, or going to an entrepreneurial summit and talking to different people and finding out they've already heard of us and they're already excited and they've already blogged about us, like, hey, how did you know about us? And just hearing and seeing other people excited, it is so rewarding, because I know, you know, that it's going to be so amazing. But and for those who didn't necessarily go to a TED Talk before, don't necessarily know this, they don't know what kind of quality it is necessarily. But then you find the people who really get it or who are really excited, and, you know, like, other people know what the treasure is at this event.
I think treasure is a great word to use for this. What needs to happen now to make TEDxPCC a big success in 38 more days?
We need to sell out tickets. Just to have, you know, all of our speakers to be able to be highlighted the way that, you know, the quality of their talks are. And then also just to have that vibe, because when you're there as a whole community, as a part of it, you know, each person adds something. And so to be there as a whole community listening to these talks. So, yeah, making sure that all the tickets are sold.
So TEDxPCC.com, there's a button to click to buy tickets.
Yes. So buy your tickets and get your friends to come too.
And finally, how, in what way do you most want to take your experience of putting TEDxPCC together forward with you into the future? How do you want to change the world?
How do I want to change the world? Something that's always kind of bothered me is I see a lot of potential in people. And it's not necessarily that they're not capable or good enough, but there's often a lot of factors that make it so challenging or hard. You know, maybe they never met the right person, never got the right information, maybe they never had Eric Delabarre telling them you can do it. But to really work on closing that gap so that anybody and everybody can really have modalities of opportunity to move them forward. So I like things that with education that make it so people who are more disadvantaged are able to have opportunities, or foreign countries, making the glass gap a little bit smaller.
It sounds like that is all of what it's about. There was that one quote, and I believe that is from Eric Delabarre on your website, or actually your Facebook page, where I think he said something to the general effect of, why do we spend so much time celebrating those who have succeeded as opposed to encouraging those who haven't yet? And I thought that is brilliant.
It's true. And when I read that, I was like, wow, it's so profound, because you know, it's like, imagine a world where everybody was just as great, you know, and instead of just looking up at the stars and, you know, putting them on a pedestal and not really being able to just enjoy them as people, but also not allowing for that bit of awesome in everybody to be able to be really released, because everybody, you know, has to go through some sort of journey and some sort of process to be great. You know, Thomas Edison said, you know, it took him 10,000 tries to do the light bulb, you know. And when you're going through this process, to have somebody believe in you or support you is very meaningful.
And we covered that before, too, the fact that life is not going to be smooth. I remember when Eric was here before, he read this incredible poem about how sometimes life is going to knock you down, then give you a good kick to the sides. And you just kind of need to say, these are the days that I go on.
Yeah, there's a good quote in Rocky about that, too. It's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. And I think that's, you know, part of the process of creating this or doing anything really is, you know, there's going to be hits, and just to be able to roll with the punches, or, you know, get some Barbie Band-Aids, you know, to make it all better. But to just be okay with that. And, you know, they always say, like, when you're relaxed in martial arts is when the pain doesn't hurt. You know, just to be able to accept that things aren't always easy, but that's just part of it. And it's not necessarily bad, or it's not a reason to quit. It's just a step. And then there's also so many more amazing things. You know, there's so many more excitements or blessings in being able to create something or do something amazing.
Renee, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.